Well, when you play a talented football team and you handle the ball the way we handled the ball, you tackle the way you tackled today. We punted, had a blocked punt, and we struggled to cover a punt. Unfortunately, that's what the scoreboard's going to look like. Let's open it up.
Ben, did this team quit today?
No, the team didn't quit today.
What did you think of the effort?
They were playing hard.
Then why did it correlate to more success?
I just gave you that answer.
What do you see going on in the secondary? It seemed like Landon's not taking right drops. They're not sure whether a man or zone. Plus, you had that third down, 33, 52-yard touchdown.
We'll have to go take a look at the film on the play you're talking about. And the other one is just we got to get to the ball and we got to get him on the ground.
Like you said, the idea that there's just dysfunction in that room and then guys just aren't on the same page, don't know their assignments, don't know what's going on.
No, that's not the case. He had a double move with a good player down the field. Give him credit. He made a heck of a play. Heck of a throw, heck of a catch.
Now, how shocked are you by, you know, the team's rested coming up with a bunch of runs like this?
I'm disappointed. Expected us to come out and play a better football game than we played. We have it in us. It's my job to get it out of us.
Could you score that bad out of hand? Why keep Eli Manning in the game that long? Why wait till the final drive to put Geno Smith in the game?
I plan on taking him out with over 9 minutes left in the game, but we didn't get the ball back. Keep looking, keep fighting. That's what I ask of the players, that's what I ask of the coaches, and that's what I'm going to do myself. I'm going to lead by example. Keep playing, keep fighting, keep coaching.
Would you say them at halftime?
Ben, what did you see on the third and 33 play, I guess it was?
Yeah, we just talked about that. It was a quick screen to the receiver, slot receiver. We got to rally to the ball and get him down. Certainly can't let him run for a touchdown in that situation. It's been a problem. We have to address it. We have to get it fixed.
There were several plays like that that seem to go back to effort, to, you know, guys giving up on a play, guys taking bad angles, you know, kind of the sloppiness that really these guys are not dialed in. Do you see that?
It's pursuit angles. It's getting the guy on the ground. Having an anticipation of what could be coming in that down and distance. We had a chance to get him on the ground there. We got to get him on the ground.
What do you make of all the empty seats and the fans booing?
I'm focused on the game, focused on the players, trying to put them in a position to be successful. I'm not focused on the stands.
What's your assessment of Eli's deep ball? He didn't connect with King or Sterling on some deep.
Yeah, it's disappointing. We had chances down the field. We got to make those throws and make those catches. It's pro football. We got to cash in on opportunities like that. You don't get many in the game.
Something about his release, his drop. It's just something.
No, just incompletions, and we need to clean them up.
And at what point if playoffs are out of the question, do you have to start looking ahead, particularly in the Eli situation?
Yeah, you really can't look from my chair too far ahead, but you also have to look at getting some players some reps in the game. So we'll take a look and see if there's any players that we can give reps to that have a chance to be a part of our future.
Does that include the quarterback?
That includes everybody.
Do you have to start dressing three quarterbacks going forward at this point?
Again, we'll take that on a week-to-week basis. We'll take it on a week-to-week basis.
And you said concerned about your own situation at all?
Not at all.
You said that they didn't quit, but having a bad loss like this with this much to go in the season, are you worried that could happen down the stretch? It's still a lot of
No, I think we have eight ball games left. We got to keep fighting. I think it's a great opportunity for some players who didn't think they'd be playing a lot of football at this point to see what they're made of, to see what they're capable of, and see if they can be a part of our future. Learn a lot about people in times like this.
How do you think Sterling Shepard looked in his first game back?
It was good to get him back out there. Made a play down the field, had a couple opportunities down the field. Other than that, I thought he blocked fairly well. It was good to have him back out there.
Any sense as to how the team is feeling, the tone, attitude, just the way
you think? I think guys are disappointed. Obviously we want to have a better showing at home. That part of it's disappointing coming off of a bye.
Ben, do you think they or anyone else affiliated with the Giants is embarrassed?
Embarrassing isn't a word I'd use. We're disappointed.
Ben, you're 1-7. You just lost by 34 points at home.
Why do you say you're not worried about your own situation, but you're
My situation doesn't have anything to do with it. We have to get ready to play a ball game next week. That's counterproductive.
It does reflect on you, correct?
Everything falls back on my shoulders.
One more.
That's the most points the Giants have given up at home since 1964. I mean, what do you tell your defense or do with your defense moving forward?
Again, the defense gave up some plays today. They gave up some points today, but we got to take care of the ball better. We can't give them three balls. We can't have a punt block. Can't let the punt returns come out the gate on us. It's more than just the defense, but the defense deserves their fair share of criticism.
Thank you.